It's March 24th, 3:15 in the afternoon. We are starting the meeting for TLD Universal Acceptance, recorded. This is the Sophia Room. Thank you. Test 1, 2. Oh, no, it's just really delayed. It's just really delayed.
Oh, okay.
There's some numbers. Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Hello. We should be starting in a couple minutes. We're just setting up.
How are you? Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Cyrus Namazi. I'm with ICANN. Today's session is about the universal acceptance of TLDs.
Hi. Thank
Sorry. Was that you? All right. Obviously, it's not a new topic, but it's a topic that has sort of been amplified in scope with tens and hundreds of new TLDs going into the route. And in fact, it's a topic that for years operators of new TLDs have been facing and trying to come up with a solution for it. What we'd like to do today in today's session is to focus on the following several questions. How do we synthesize the statement of the problem so that all of us are on the same page? As a community, what steps should we be taking to address these issues? And in particular, what role should ICANN be playing to play its role? So to help us start this dialogue, we have assembled a panel of experts to my right to help us define and initiate the communication around this topic. What I'm hoping to get out of this session today is the outline of a template that we can build upon so that we can address the underlying challenges lying ahead. So let me go ahead and briefly introduce our panelists. We have Andrei Kolesnikov, who is the director of CCTLD at .ru. Welcome. We have Ram Mohan, CTO of Afilias, a TLD operator. We have Gerv Markham from Mozilla. Jordan Buchanan from Google. Michael Thatcher, CTO of Public Sector Asia at Microsoft. And Rinalia Abdulrahim, who is the Vice Chair of ALAC's IDN Working Group. Before we begin with our panel of experts, which will be moderated by Francisco Arias, Director of our Technical Services at ICANN, I asked Ed Lewis to give us an update and walk us through some of the work that's been done to date in addressing the issue, and help bring us up to speed on some of the lessons learned. So with that in mind, I'm going to turn it over to Ed to get us started.
Thank you. Good afternoon. So looking at this, the one thing to keep in mind is what will be success? What's the success of this project? And that the best way to categorize that in a brief statement is to say that we want to be able to use new names, the new TLD names, the same way we use the old names. We want to make sure there's nothing different between anything that's new from what's old. The approach is going to be restricted to clearing technical hurdles to this. We want to make sure that the system is able to pass these names around, and we want to avoid the non-technical issues that may pop up in this area. So we're going to stay pretty much just in the technical area and just make sure the system would work with anything out there. So I came into this starting with the joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN workgroup's final report, and in that there were four recommendations that I'll paraphrase because I could spend all my time just reading this one slide. First is make sure you can register names regardless of where they are, that there's no restriction. And actually, this is cast in terms of IDN, making sure I can put IDN names anywhere in the registration system. Am I enabled to actually do internationalized names on the internet? The second is to spend energy to actually pursue the universal acceptance. Make sure that we actually get all of this done. Have activity here, not just what's in C, have materials available. Materials are important to have that. B says make sure people know about the materials. And finally, to not restrict efforts to just talking about this and not restrict efforts to just publicizing it, but actually investigate to make sure that we've actually accomplished our goal by looking out for the other parts of the internet that need improvement in this area. And so to that extent, we put together this panel, and in preparing for the panel, I spoke with some of the panelists at length and discovered a few things. And this is meant to help get our minds on the track towards where we have to do some work here. And the first thing that kind of startled me was that this is not as much about domain names and services like email and the web browser out there, but the use of URLs and email addresses, because we work on those things, and that's where people start making judgments about them. In particular, some of the issues are we want to make a judgment. Is this a good website to go to? Is this an email address going to be a valid address? And so on. And there's a whole lot of work in that area. A lot of people are doing this kind of judgment in their software. And also another one that popped up more recently was when you type in a link, when you type in the URL for something, you'd want the receiver to click on it. So there's software which just automatically recognizes, hey, that looks like a URL. Let me make that a clickable element in the message you're getting. Now, service providers are using tools, and they're putting the tools together in different ways. And there are a bunch of concerns about that. How do we make these tools are going to be, we looked at these tools. Well, a big part of this is that time sensitivity exists. Tools want to be able to do whatever they need to do quickly. Brute force methods are out there for doing all this. We could brute force our way through all of this, but that's going to take way too much time, so people make shortcuts. And the problem with taking shortcuts is that you make a shortcut because you want to get somewhere, and it's with a judgment saying, well, I can not follow everything in this area. I need to go somewhere. This means that the shortcuts being taken in this case are all over the board. Some people have different reasons for looking this up. They want something quickly. Is this a real good email address? Or they have to have accuracy. Is this really an honest website out there? And so on, or heuristic, for whatever reason they want to go through. So there really isn't just one way to shortcut our way through these problems. So recognizing that we have things to change, which I haven't really established, but I'm going to assume that we have things to change, how do we go about doing that? How do we chase down these pieces of software, these tools, and practices of people using tools, and try to make sure that there are no obstacles to getting domain names through the system? So that's one of the challenges right there. It's kind of a wide open area. We can't go to one forum right now and say, hey, fix all of the code that does this. There's no one area doing that. And even as much as we have some ideas where we want to start, we don't know all of the places we need to go with this. We don't want to spend time surveying the entire internet for every possible service out there. We need to find out through different channels what else is getting in the way of people getting their job done and having fun on the internet. And again, the theme of the session is going to come back to how does ICANN itself play a role in this? What part of this